Hindus usually start celebrating Thaipusam in the early hours of the morning, with prayers and mantras to invoke blessings and to celebrate the victory of good over evil. As they've done for years, Prema Segarasasingham and her family will bring pots of milk to a temple. But this time, there's one difference.
I want to give my offerings to Lord Murugan, but because of the COVID-19 restrictions this year, I'm choosing to celebrate it a few days earlier.
Thaipusam is celebrated by the Hindu Tamil community in honour of Lord Murugan, the Hindu god of war, who's believed to grant people their desires.
This year, celebrations are more low-key. There's no procession, and devotees only allow 30-minute slots here at the main temple.
Thaipusam celebrations at the Batu Caves in Kuala Lumpur Temple usually attract up to 1 million people, devotees and tourists. Some devotees carry a kavadi, a portable shrine dedicated to Lord Murugan. They enter into a trance and pierce their bodies with hooks and spears. But this year, like last, authorities have banned the kavadi, citing coronavirus restrictions.
My problem is after I started carrying the kawadi 4 years ago. So when I heard that the kawadi is still not allowed this year, I was disappointed.
Other rituals, like people shaving their heads as an act of sacrifice, or symbolically purifying themselves by taking a bath in a river, have been allowed to go ahead. While Thaipusam this year may be less festive, people celebrating it say it doesn't make the day any less meaningful to them. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera, Kuala Lumpur.